Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
There's nothing new under the sun. Oh, believe someday everyone will receive this truth. Stop brainwashing our youth. Corrupt the vintage music and calling it something new. Now I remember a time when my ears affected my eyes, but the music I heard would make me cry. Now my eyes no longer cry, instead my spirit weeps, cause it's insulted by negative words all around me. A lot of men find their wives, and no matter where the needle was placed, that record had something to say that related to someone's life that day. Let's celebrate.
It's not too late.
Not too late.
Let's stop and celebrate music today.
Because
Have you ever been in love? No bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes that we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining in light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Turn me up a little bit.
Good enough. Then I heard something.
Mona Lisa. Every part of me is beautiful, and I finally see I'm a work of art, I'm a masterpiece.
Baby, 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 it's a long way down. Baby, it's a long
Hello, 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 and welcome. This is the Soul Cafe. Let's chill on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Now, tonight, we're going to do it a little bit different, okay? I got two of my partners in crime. They're MIA right now. But I got a third part of the quad here, my sexy diva, Ms. Janice. Essentially, how you doing, love?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am. We're going to see if we can pull this off tonight, girl.
I know. We can.
You know, for real, got his own little style of doing things, you know. But
right.
we're going to work it out. You know, I got a pretty nice
Definitely.
Playlist. I got some compliments in my inbox that they like my music. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a plus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I gotta tell you again, I love the way you've been handling the event page. It is so beautiful what you do. I wish I could do something like that. I'm going to have to get
some
tips from you because I want to design some stuff for some pages.
Yeah, that's my passion. I love doing graphic design. So I appreciate the chance to get to do that. Yeah.
I see that. That's what's up. Yeah, I'm gonna take some tips from you from time to time when it comes to mine. We don't have no specific topic, y'all. Know how we doing here? This is open mic, you know. Bring them pieces, whether they sappy, political, whatever, angry. Y'all can bring them on in. Now I see y'all listening. I see some numbers in here that called in and y'all just listening. I love the fact that you're enjoying my music, but you know, we really would appreciate it if you put them hands up.
Yes,
to get in here and you know, interact with us. We ain't gonna bite you. It's all love up in here. You know. I got one call in here got her hands up. But before I do that, you know what? Yeah, we're gonna keep it this flow going kinda on for real frequency. I'm gonna open up her mic and holler at her for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, afternoon. Before 9:30. Hey, Mr. how you doing, honey? Is y'all right over there, girl?
Hello, darling. How's everybody?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm good. Yo, I'm good.
It sounds like you're over there fussing. Who are you fussing at?
No, it's not my dad. He was a little I was a little late picking him up. I was like, whoops, sorry.
You know how they get. They start talking about black people time, honey.
Right?
Mm-mm-mm. You know. Well, I'm glad everything is working out for your mom and your
mom.
You know, your parents. Everybody is always in my prayers. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much. Love you guys for that.
Oh, right back at you. Right back at you. Well, it's me and Remy's doing this thing tonight. You know, it's probably going to be more music than anything. Yeah, but I want to know. I got to ask you something, since you're my other partner in crime over there on Wednesday nights. You got any topics you've been throwing lately? Because I'm kind of fresh out of ideas for Wednesday night.
You know what? No, I do not. No, we're all topics out. But I'm sure I can think of something about it.
Okay, you want to let the listeners know? You want to let the listeners know when they can call in for that?
Absolutely. That is Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And normally it's my diva and I in the love zone. But this little combination tonight sounds like a good for Wednesday. I'm just saying.
It sure does.
I'm just saying.
I know, right? I'm gonna send it to you.
see how I looked up.
I'm gonna have to send you my idea.
I'm open, honey. I'm open for the ideas. Yes, I am. Well. You know what? I really don't have a question for tonight right now. I mean, what about you? You coming up with something? I can. I can come up with a crazy question, but not right now.
I love open mic, honestly, because that, you know, you get to share whatever you want. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm always looking for the open mic, definitely.
And maybe based on what we hear, you know, get some feedback.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, Pharrell is a tough act to follow. He sets the bar so high, you know, because he's so talented, you know. But we're going to try and hang in there. So, my diva, what did you bring tonight for us to listen to?
I just finished a piece called Dissatisfaction.
Oh, Dissatisfaction. Okay. That sounds like the chair over there in the cafe.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to let you go. I'm going to mute myself, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Dissatisfaction. It took me 24 years through many tears to realize I wasn't happy. Now I am in search of finding that love of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Dissatisfaction made me want to go to the retired faction. I see it's some of my fault. Working smarter, not harder, is the goal, and doing what I ought. Yet it seems there are those who want my downfall. And I'm one of those ones that does more, gives my all. But am I appreciated? By now, I feel depreciated. Dissatisfaction. No, strike that. I'm coming back stronger so I can hang in there longer. And those who want to see me fall don't know I'm magic. I'll fly. They don't know me at all. Dissatisfaction to satisfaction. They'll marvel, as you will too, when you see me in action. And that's the end of that piece.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, I got a couple questions, but I'm going to let my co-host go first. You got any questions for her about that piece or any comments for me, Jenny?
I may have a question later, but just basic feedback. I think you've said this before, too, La Pearl Negra, about how direct Miss VIP is. That's what I loved about this piece. It was so direct. Like, this is how I'm being made to feel, but let me tell you how it's really going to be. Let me tell you how I'm going to flip this. I loved that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I think a lot of us women, I don't want to, you know, lean towards it too much and pull away from the men, but I can really only speak on women, me being a woman myself, you know, being in a relationship, feeling, depreciated. And
yes.
I definitely understand about coming back stronger, because we learn a lot of lessons within not being appreciated. We start learning how to appreciate ourselves. Even if they don't learn, you know, we learn to start loving ourselves again. And we definitely come back, dare I say, with a vengeance? No, not with a vengeance. But we do come back stronger. And a lot of times it makes them turn around and take a second look at, like, damn, you know. And it's really not just coming back stronger. It's coming back to who we actually were when we first met them. You know what I mean? Because we have a tendency to lose ourselves in that relationship, especially when you fall hard. Oh, man. And it's not even always about somebody stepping out on another person. It's just people get comfortable and they become complacent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it's just like, okay, I've been doing this for so long, you know, I don't have to, you know, do this. But it's very important, you know, to keep up certain things that you started in the beginning. You know, the little flirting with you, that still makes a difference. I was just talking to somebody the other night about how my husband, even though he wasn't the best relationship
He never stopped looking at me up until the day he passed away. He still mm-hmm. looked at me as if he was seeing me for the first time, every time he looked mm-hmm. at me. And that was one of the things wow. that I loved about him, you know. And it means mm-hmm. a lot of people in relationships, they don't understand that, especially for the woman.
Right.
You know, for to have her mm-hmm. man look at her still like he still loves, he's
right.
still in love. You can look at him and still see that love in his eyes for you.
Mm-hmm.
It means
exactly.
everything. You know what I mean? Even though
mm-hmm.
you might sometimes the affection wears down, it gets weak, but that look is everything. I'm big on eye
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you I'm big on eye.
Mm-hmm.
I read you like that. I don't say too much, but I'll
right.
read you like that, and I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
right.
man.
Right.
What do y'all think?
And you know what? When this was not on, like on a relationship tip, this piece stemmed from work, you know,
mm-hmm.
because even though I was 32 years in, for the last 24
mm-hmm.
years have been satisfaction, you know, because I don't particularly like my job. And, you know, when you like your job, it's not a job. It's a passion. It's what you love to do. And it took me a very long time to realize that I don't like this job. However, I'm on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I have to accept. I have to accept that. And those, you know, there are some who, you know, want to see me retire. Maybe it'll make me want to quit a little bit too early, and I can't
mm-hmm.
allow that to happen. So I have to do what I need to do. And now it's a little on a vengeance here. It's like, watch me fly now. Watch me, okay?
I know
I'm
going to
be better. So watch.
I've got
me.
Some
so.
Feedback for you. From one of our
okay.
listeners, she
okay.
said that your piece definitely spoke to her. And today,
mm-hmm.
we were actually talking earlier today about the work situation, and she was saying
mm-hmm.
that today she felt so motivated after such a long time had passed. So that's, you know, basically where you were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, your piece
yeah,
definitely spoke to her.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm very humble and blessed.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want my pieces to do. I want to relate. It's the most important thing.
Oh,
all
yes.
right, ladies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you do. Thank you so much.
And Miss Johnny's be hitting me up too with that topic so I could be ready just in case I could get free.
Okay.
I will.
Yes, most definitely.
Kind of hard with the parental, but I could try, you know.
I know, and you always do. You give it an A-plus try every time. It's like, you're my paper. You're my partner. That's what's up. Yes.
All
oh,
right,
man.
Ladies, I'll be listening.
All right,
thank
I'm
you.
Going to put you over there in the chair of discontentment at For Real in the cafe. But still,
we got to come up with
pull up
that.
A different chair. I know. You work on it because we're going to have some more sounds right now. So you work on thinking of a different name for that chair
mm-hmm.
while I sound over there loud. And we will be right back at you. All right, Diva.
All right.
One love, one mic.
Right.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do this, and I'll be back a little bit later, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Career will be in hibernation.
know about fucking your mind before we get it on. On my frequency, yeah. It's so dangerous. On my frequency, on my frequency, yeah. It's a vibe with me, yeah. Give it to me tonight, tonight. I'll give you that ooh. On my frequency, on my frequency, me. Frequency, give me on my frequency. I do whatever, let's put it together. You're right here where you're supposed to be, girl. I'm trying to taste your waterfall. I love you on so many levels. Girl, you're too fine to just settle for less. Looking at you in your eyes got me hypnotized. All my hands all on your thighs. Now I'm on the rise. I got you dripping like Fiji. We can make love and breathe. Question, roll up, I'm the one got you all gassed up. Right here with you is enough. I just want you alone. Tonight I'm aiming the place. Girl, I'm your dealer, I got what you need. You let me hit it, you won't leave. Baby, I'm the one you need. I can be your paradise,
yeah.
Tap into my energy. When you talk, I like to listen. I spend my time and pay attention.
I don't First I wanna just a home,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
And then I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of with you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
And the skies that were blue.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty, yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. Break ups to make up all day. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again, won't grow through that again. My heart ain't the safest, I fall and feel naked. But shawty, what you? I feel it survive, oh Lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online, looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line and tell you when me eat it on some feast shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I met you, I fallen. You make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas, yeah.
But I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
And then I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of with you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
The skies that were blue.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. And it's only been a few months in the situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble with heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's passing it, going cold or frozen. I live a life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench or the coldest water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they threw that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black.
Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy? Is anything I'm saying sounding
crazy? At first
crazy?
I wanted just a home.
What you
there found? Ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight to be lonely.
We gotta be up together, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking. We really even got a name. We'd be so much better misunderstood. We'd be so much better misunderstood. Don't believe me. I try to do it. I push them back anytime you come and see me. Is it mine or mine? All I know, it just feel right. Don't it feel right? Hey, my thoughts doing what they wanna. Got me thinking out of my can't hurt like I want you. Oh, you know I'm never that reason. Hold back, I try to just get me deeper. We ain't gotta be up together, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking. We ain't really even got a name. We'd be so much better misunderstood.
You touch me and my whole mind just go blind. Try not to think of my thoughts point away. I'm missing you, but I got no right. You're the only one I see so much for open mind.
Fighting, fucking fighting. That's the way we love and damn, I love it. Playing games just to get a reaction, pushing buttons. You know I'm never that reason. Hold it back, I tried it, just get me deeper. We ain't gotta be up together, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking, we ain't really even got an end. We'd be so much better misunderstood. Maybe we're better misunderstood.
Underneath the sunrise, show me where your love lies.
I've been so in
day is in the night. Underneath the sun arise. Show me where your love lies. Show me where your love lies. Waste the day is in the night. Underneath the sun arise. Show me where your love lies.
If you're down, don't hide it. Feeling me, you don't gotta deny it. Baby, you gon' make me overnight it. Tell me how you down. If you down, don't hide it.
The most ice. I say we the
hottest. You've been saying all night long that you couldn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. And you are on Epiphany Radio. I am your host, LaPrella Neva, here with one of the other quads. Kind of get lost there for a second in my words. Well, we got another caller in here. I'm going to open up this microphone and see who we got here. Hey, Thursday, how you doing? Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
You got it, love. How you doing?
Man, so what's on the agenda for tonight?
Same as always, except for two parts of the quad is missing in action right now. You know,
what you do with them? I need proof, but
what did I do with them? I was shoved into this thing. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. I don't know. You might
is that VIP
I
hear
said.
In the background back over there?
Nope, that's my other co-host, my other diva, essentially Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi.
I've been seeing you popping up on the little promos and stuff like that.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
She's a hidden awesome talent. Pull her out. But she's coming out. She's coming out. What you got going on, Jay? How you been?
I was cleaning up my fish tank.
What kind of fish you got?
The wife got some goldfish. You know, she get the fish tank and the glory, and I get a hella dirty work, man. I got fish, dirty fish water up to my elbows right now. But it is what it is. It's all good.
Oh Lord, now I don't want I don't want to be you right now. Ew, it's gross. It is gross.
Right.
I'm good. Oh, I'm glad you called in, man. You know, we're doing things a little bit different tonight, cause trying to hang in there and do the show justice. You know, Pharrell got his own style and everything. And yeah, the bar set kind of high. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm getting through it.
Oh, you good. You good. You've been doing everything. I mean, you've been not only cooking the food at the restaurant, you've been sitting down eating it.
Oh, okay. I'll take that. Yeah, it's good, too. Because I can burn honey now. I know my way around the kitchen. I don't play with it.
Right.
All three of my kids will tell you they didn't go to Miss Mill College. Believe that.
Right.
Anyway, I wish I had a question to ask you. Let me think of something.
You doing for real questions?
No. Yeah, I'm trying to think of something, but his mind, he's like a mastermind. I'm just not quick on the draw like that.
He likes hearing about what inspired the pieces.
There you go.
Right.
That's what I should have
And plus,
asked.
For real,
okay.
it's talking from another dimension anyway. So, and Absolutely. Unless you live there, you ain't going to be able to pull them questions from there. To him, he's just talking out loud.
I visit from time to time, but I don't stay there long enough to really pick up, what the greatness that he exudes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just drive by and say, hey, for real, I'll snatch a raw link, you know what I mean? But
right.
And keep it moving. But other than that, I'm trying.
All right, anyway. I have a piece from one of his dojo class sessions that he had us do. Surprisingly, I'm looking for some real crazy elements in here, and I'm not finding none, but I know I did it here on this show.
Okay.
For the pick up your pen portion.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Normally he'll give you something that you go back and read, like, why in the hell was I writing about a leprechaun booties? You know what I'm saying?
I will never forget the sound effect.
Wait a minute. There goes a question right there. Have you ever had or partaken in leprechaun booties?
That's very good. That's very good. The only thing you didn't ask me, like, or do you have a leprechaun booty?
Well, do you have a leprechaun booty? I think it's one question.
No, I don't. Person, I tell you.
No. Have you ever partaken in leprechaun booty?
Leprechaun love. Leprechaun love.
Leprechaun love.
No, I'm going to have to say I didn't do that. And I didn't even know that was a thing. But at one point in time, if it hadn't been a thing, I'd have been knee deep in it.
It is now. Officially tonight, there is a thing such as leprechaun booty.
I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes.
Oh, God. Wow.
You got to do more than ask about the, you know, the leprechaun booty. Then you got to start asking about, like, what was so green about it? Or, you know, whatever it is, you got to keep expounding on it. You got to keep pounding on it.
You didn't give me a chance, though, Jay. You didn't give me a chance.
Then that shows the dedication that you have to the craziness that you just put out there. You got to truly believe it. So when you hear something like that, then you got to be, like, following up with the next.
Okay, well, what I wanted to know, I didn't want to so much know about that part of it. What I wanted to know, did you have to use a step stool to climb on top of it, or were you flipping it around on top of you? Oh, that's what I want to know.
There you go. There you go. Now you're in the pocket. Now you're in the pocket. Yeah. Rod Serling is welcoming you into the mind for real. Now you really getting it.
Janice, it sounds like you're trying to evade the question that I asked him. Did you use a step stool to climb up in it? No, he didn't answer yet. Or did you do? Mm-hmm. Did you flip it around on top of you? I want to know what you're
working
with. Well,
I'm going to tell you like this. It was magically delicious.
It was
perfect. Perfect.
All right, okay. That's a good one. I'll take that. I'll take that. Leprechaun booty. Lord. All right. Did you have a piece for us tonight concerning the leprechaun booty, or was it something else?
If I could freestyle, I would definitely freestyle a piece about a piece of leprechaun booty that I didn't trip across, but I don't do freestyles.
Okay. Well, you can give us what you brought then.
Oh,
whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. My queen, I have come to love like a king and to let my poetry spill all over you. As my pen like a boat pulls and pushes just beneath your pearl string, cello. I'm searching for that harmonic that makes your jewel resonate till implosion. Let's dance in your reign as I get you ready for the love of your king. We shall make love like spring animals, unbridled, without restraints. To the sounds of springs as the bough breaks and my lowings shake. I bring you to the precipice of spray mist. Your peach has been sun-kissed. You have gotten more precious and dear to my heart. And me and you are the best part of waking up with Folgers in our cups. In peace.
Oh, man. That part about love you like a king and let's dance in your rain. Oh, man. That's so beautiful. I love that part right there. Man. And anybody knows me knows
Thank
I
you.
Love the rain. But that touched me right there.
There were a couple lines that stood out for me too. The whole piece is absolutely beautiful, mm-hmm. but I loved when you said you have gotten more precious. I think everybody wants to feel that way, like you
right.
grow in love. You're not, it doesn't just end with falling in love, you grow in love. That's what that made me think of. And also when you said you and I are the best part of waking up.
That's that part after the honeymoon. Sometimes people just run around from honeymoon to honeymoon.
Yeah.
Hunting down the next honeymoon. And finding whatever their reason for is not working, and whether you burnt the chicken, I can't take this no more, something else that was frivolous to go ahead and move on from next to the next. When you sit in that pocket and then you go through the bad, the ugly, and then all the rest of that, it get good again. You just got to wait around for it. It's like a runner. Keep on running until you get that second win. The second win sounds like something that's strange to get you tired at the end of your tiredness, and all of a sudden you get like brand new again. It's pretty much the same principle.
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, we got one more caller that's got their hand up, and I'd like you to stick around. We're going to try to get this pick up your pen segment in if you're available.
Yeah, I can hang around for a few. Mondays be terrible for me. That's why I'm not consistent with being over here with you guys, but I just catch y'all on the playback.
Okay. All right. That'll work. Well, I'm going to put you over there. What did you come up with, Johnny, for that new chair that we got over there? Something a little more comfortable.
I could have sworn it used to be the Soul Lounge or something like that. I don't know. Lounge was in there somewhere.
Yeah. How about the chair of conformity? I'm going to put you over there. About that? That sound a little bit better than...
That sound almost like what she was saying.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
I don't
you
know what your
product
look
no
like over there, man.
I just see
parts of the house cordoned off, and then they got different disco lights and all that different type of shit going on.
That'll work. All right, I'm going to set you over there in the chair of conformity. Stick around
all
for
right.
the show. All right, one love from Mike.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful piece you did. I really, really love that. It's just, it's always just those few little words, that one little line that just, it captures the whole piece in that. I love it. We're going to open up this next box. Well, we got a Gina Storm. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. How you doing, Gina?
Uh-oh. She's mutating.
Is she mutating? Mm-hmm. She sure is. Gina, open up the mic. Mutating? I believe she is mutating. All right, well.
Did you have a piece that you wanted to share?
I sure do. I totally forgot about that. I sure do. We may as well. I'm going to do my piece first and then give the mic to you. Now, this is untitled. I've been tweaking it a little bit. I think y'all might have heard bits and pieces of it. But here it goes. It is said what's understood doesn't need to be spoken. Well, that isn't the case this time. I thought I made myself clear to him when I told him that I was falling for him. I said, tell me you can't see our bodies intertwined when you close your eyes and I cross your mind. And I'll know you don't want this. Tell me our nights together, you don't feel my moans of pleasure carried on waves of ecstasy, and I'll leave. You can see, I've been the only one in a relationship in love too many times before. So there's only so much of my energy I'll let escape or give away to nothing. But please tell me now, while I still have some hold on my heart, I don't think he understood, because even though he knew I was afraid of the dark, he still took my heart and left anyway. Now I'm frozen, afraid to move forward, not knowing if my next step will be just a stumble of another fall into more broken and shattered or into light. Now that he's gone, I can't gather parts of me. And these hallucinations prompting me to navigate the realm of indecision, lost in my own thoughts of false understanding, trying to capture a straight thought for something in the truth makes sense to me. Fused. Every morning I wake for the sun's rays to peek through and warm my heart, but I'm still in the dark, hoping to discover some avenue of where my moments of contentment in us laid themselves to rest. Not to interject pious thoughts, but in fear, make it make sense, these echoes of recrimination that made us disappear, because I wanted a kiss. And that's that piece.
Listen, I could relate to that so much.
Yeah.
You talked about, I don't know, like, for me, it what was familiar was all of these thoughts, but then it still felt so solitary, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's that place of longing and hesitance, and then
mm-hmm.
the experience kind of contributes to the hesitance going forward, you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
what I took from that. Like,
oh, yeah,
why.
Girl.
So, you know,
yeah.
All four kids.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
But
and
then it's
a,
and it really
has
a softness to it too.
Mhm.
Yeah.
You know, when you leave those broken relationships, they can be a little bit of the toxicity leaves with you. You know,
mm-hmm.
it sticks to you. It becomes almost tenacious. You know, you can't get it off of you, and it makes you afraid to move
right.
forward into the next relationship. And it
mm-hmm.
takes time, but I mean, I'm resilient. I get past it, you know. And I'm it ain't like I'm some superwoman or something, but I just know it's you know, you're not gonna, let's put it this way, you're not going, God is not gonna put another bad relationship in your way. You know? And I believe in that wholeheartedly, and that's why I keep stepping forward. I try not to look back. Every once in a while, you know, that one of them ugly thoughts will come back to you. You might get a little bit of tension in your body and a little bit angry, but you know what I say?
You learn to recognize things differently, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. You recognize that shit. You're like, uh-uh, nope.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no part of it. Keep it moving. Girl, you see them red flags, and you're like, uh-uh, nope.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I know you got a piece for us. I just know you do.
I do.
The mic is yours.
Okay. So this piece is entitled, if I have to title it, I think it would be Complexity. My hair goes. I'm drawn to how your mind works, to how beautifully you see touch and the complexity of its growth. There's so much that I want to tell you within a space and with time that has limits. Therein, growth progresses in unfamiliar ways, and I have too much of each. So, I'm filling time and space with fantasies and distant pleas for satisfaction, for just a fraction of the touch that you describe, seeing myself in the lines that you've scribed. Please, turn me over and trace my spine with whispers followed by fingertips dipped in chilled wine. In prose, I'm too distracted to fathom, so that I answer your touch in spasms. I'm drawn to the words that you haven't shared, stripped, unadorned, and laid bare. Herein, the complexity of wanting you. In peace.
Fingertip dipped in wine.
Mm-hmm.
You say, trace my spine.
Yes.
Girl, you taking me somewhere with that. That was beautiful. And I love to hear you read your pieces. It's just your voice is so soft, but it's sensual. But at the same time, it's calm. It's very soothing. Very, very soothing. It doesn't matter what you read. You could be Humpty Dumpty.
You know what? I was thinking about that. Remember when we were doing the creepy challenge, and I still read it that way.
Yes. Yes, you did.
I can't help it.
So if anything, no, it's, you don't need to help it. It doesn't need help.
It
just needs you to leave it exactly the way that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You want to change a thing about your voice. It's so beautiful. Man, I wish I could speak that soft, girl. I'd be dangerous. I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you.
That piece was beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, we got another caller came up in here. We're going to open up this mic and see what it
says.
Area code 502, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, it's Gwen C. How are you?
Hi, Gwen. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm late tonight. I'm sorry. I'm bad. I'm a bad listener today.
It is all right. The mic is always open for you. It don't matter what time it is, girl. You know, I had to jump in here, you know, because there's two parts of the quad is missing in action right now. That's poetic and for real. So,
and I'm sending them so much love.
Sending them so much love and light. Thank you. They will appreciate that. They really will appreciate that. But they're dealing with some things, you know, as are we all, but they've got their attention right now, so they will definitely appreciate that. Now, I really don't have a crazy question for you, but I want to know what you got going on. I've been looking on YouTube, but I ain't really seen nothing lately. So what's going on with you, girl?
So not a whole lot going on. Same old, same old. I haven't done anything crazy this week, and I appreciate you asking. But I have a piece that I can share. So I'm going to ask, do you guys have, is there a topic, or are we just kind of going with whatever's on our heart? What's happening here?
It's always open mic on the Soul Cafe, always. So whatever you got, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm going to do this. I don't know if you remember a few months back on one of the Pick Up the Pens, it was a ridiculous phrase, of course, from For Real. I can say that because he's not here. It was like, I had peanut butter and jelly in the morning. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I ended up turning it into a real poem, I think. So I'm going to do that because I've never shared it. I think I turned it into a real poem.
Awesome. That's what he wants, too.
It was fun. So we'll see if it turns. We'll let you guys be the judge of that. Okay.
That's what's up. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I had peanut butter and jelly in the morning. I haven't been right since. I should have cooked bacon and eggs. As I scrambled around in night's darkness, feeling its calm on my shoulder long into the a.m., once long into the a.m., you made art of me with your choreography. You sweetly danced, moving my body to the scent of linen breeze and pineapple. It took a while for me to realize it was stomp. I kissed you from my knees. I let you slide. Gliding, we danced. I questioned if butterflies dancing within my emptiness was a tickle of feeling pretty. Intellectually, you brought me so much peace. It massaged my mental, whisking me to a dream. Perfect love stories come to those who be like crickets, silenced by humbleness. Silence allows new narratives. Listening lends to learning. Learning talents us with moves we never knew. I haven't been right since the peanut butter and jelly in the morning. It reminded me of your sweet tooth. Our playing with dark chocolate pudding cups twirling like ballerina. It reminded me of poetry slam wins where we acted out metaphors we spit. Took long rides serving as cameos in third row seats. Left needing no nourishment as we cooked like bacon and eggs all night long. our conversation steamed, we sautéed, insuitably paired sentiments, then sizzled. Tastefully, you evaluated your country's dish, evaluating the way I tasted from your spoon. To-go containers not needed, we can't be boxed. Wherever we be, we serve as plate for one another. Dance nights away, exhibit no hesitation. I've never fit into a glass slipper, but in ballrooms, you've made me feel like Cinderella or Queen. We require no reservation nor table. We need not be seated. We pivot. No matter the direction, I believe we face the most wonderful life. Dancing beats only we can feel. We swirl. Then I be left scrambled. Tasteful tidbits of routine and modern. Ignoring taps from others. It takes only us two to tango. We never mastered the dance. The Lord assigned sees their boundaries. Miraculously, you refuse to see yours in peace.
Wow. You know what? That was awesome. But the piece was, the phrase was bacon and eggs all night long. That's what it was. It wasn't peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I thought there was two. I was like, what?
It might have been like two. It was both.
I remember they was tripping. They was making it crazy.
Oh. Right? That's what stood out.
Because I would never
though.
Have rolled peanut butter and jelly in the morning. Yeah,
the
bacon
and
eggs was one of them, too. When I read the bacon and eggs, I realized it was one. Yeah.
Right? Oh, man.
I heard scrambling and sizzling.
Right? Yes. Yes,
that was so visual. I loved it.
Thank you.
That's another thing I love to hear about your pieces because they are there. You make it visual for me, and I'm a very visual person. I love that. I can see everything that you are talking about in your piece.
Yes.
That is
I love
awesome.
Your too.
And for real, he's listening. He's listening. He's probably cracking up.
I know. He's probably like, she's trying to call me out. Like, she trying to call me out when I ain't listening. I know he's listening. With his crazy mom.
Right.
Oh,
thank you so
you know
much
what,
for coming
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you real quick. This poem, even though, like, I made this into a real piece because I think I'm going to release my eighth book, and it's going to be called Honeyed Unapologetic Eggs and Yasa, like H-U-E-Y,
oh.
because I have this thing for Huey Newton. So everything I'm doing right now is kind of, like, secretly
Ooh.
Huey's involved. But anyways, long story short,
okay.
this is my egg piece in that title. So that's
yes.
part of the reason.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, I love that.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all.
As oh,
always,
man,
I love
we appreciate
being here.
Thank
you make
you.
Me feel special,
oh.
Danielle, so thank you.
Girl, you are special. I love when you come through, man. It's an honor to hear you and talk with you.
I'm kidding. Thank
Yo.
You.
Yes, yes. All right. What's the name of that chair, Danielle?
The Chair of Conformity.
Yeah, we're going to put you over there in the fold lounge.
That's where I need
put
to be.
Feet up and go sit over on the Chair of Conformity.
Yes,
thank you,
I need that.
Thank
one
you.
Love, one
thank you. Have a good night.
One love, one light.
You, baby. Oh man, I love me some Gwen too. She always comes through with some fire pieces. It don't matter what she spits. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're going to try this mic again and see if we can get her to come through. Oh, Gina Storm, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Are you still mutating?
No, I wasn't mutating. I was on the other line. I have my friend's children. I was Gigi, and they needed to say goodnight
oh,
to
okay.
their mom before it got too late because she works days. She's supposed to be working six. Yeah, so it was my bad. But you know what I thought?
Okay.
I was like, let me lower my hand and re-raise it so you know I'm back. So
okay,
happy Monday,
okay.
lady.
Happy Monday to you, too. Yeah. I don't have a crazy question for you. You know, for real poetic, they got some business to handle. You know, we're sending our prayers out to them. But I would like to know, do you have a piece for us tonight? Well, I already know you got a piece, man. Huh? I don't even know how to ask that.
Absolutely. Actually, I'm going to do something that I do every now and then. I'm not going to freestyle this. I'm going to keystyle it because I wrote it on February 10th, 2016. But it was this topic was on my heart because I was seeing pictures posted of little girls going to the daddy-daughter dance. And this is the title, Father-Daughter Dance.
Okay.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Father-Daughter Dance. I learned to dance with my daddy. He let me dance on his feet. And for me, it was a treat. I learned to step, you know, like R. Kelly says in The Name of Love. He would later spin and turn me. We would synchronize to the music's beat. My daddy was the first to dance with me. He would lead, teaching, guiding, showing me. When I was just a little girl and I hadn't become a storm yet, I became a beat. So on every wedding day, I showed my groom the way to dance with me on our respective wedding day. And that's okay, because my first date showed me the way to twirl, to dip and turn me. He did it in a way that was elegant. I felt as though I was floating on air and my feet weren't touching the floor. Stepping is a rite of passage from where I'm from. I live in a suburb of Chicago, in case you don't know. It was passed down to the princess that he bore, which was me, his only daughter. The man that she would marry was me, and I would carry on the names that I had gotten from my husband. But in my heart, I'll always be a Brooks because I got that name from my daddy. He conditioned me daily for the king that I had found and I'd marry. I thank the ancestors for this ability my daddy gave to me so that I could be light on my feet and would feel confident in a man's arms, so to speak. My God-given ability, and I have been rising because he taught me as a princess that one day I would raise up and be a queen. And as I was rising like cream to the top, there was no stopping me. The stars will have to respect me as I'm in the sky and I'm shining. I was fulfilling my destiny, thanking my daddy, who was my first dance partner. And that ability for me stayed with me for the rest of my life. Father-daughter dance is what gave me the chance to seek romance. And I love my daddy. My small feet used to be on top of his, and that's how we lived. He was in my life for quite some time, and I loved him to all of affinity. He was the first man to love me, and I will do so for all of eternity. I was thinking about my daddy today, so all I have to say is, Daddy, I love you. Thank you for teaching me how to dance, and rest in peace.
Wow.
Oh, that was beautiful. And you know what? It's crazy that you brought this piece up because earlier today I was looking at some videos on YouTube. And I came across one with Waka Flocka. I think they call his name Waka Flocka Flame or something like that. And
that might be it. It sounds about right.
Yeah, his stepdaughter, her real father wasn't there. And he stepped up and he danced with her, and she was distraught. She was crying because of feelings with her that her daddy wasn't there. But he was whispering in her ear. He was like, you crying? She said, yeah. He said, it's all right. I'm right here with you. I got you, baby. That thing brought tears to my eyes. You know, it was so beautiful because I lost my father when I was a little girl, so I grew up without one. But just seeing something like that, it's just that shows you how powerful the presence of the father in the child's life is. You know what I mean? It means everything because that's her first love, you know, as far as a male goes. That's her first everything. He's her teacher to teach her, to show her how she should be treated. And how to appreciate herself and to value herself. That was so beautiful. And that piece was beautiful too, Gina. Thank you so much for coming through with
that. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming back to me. I appreciate it. I thought I had lost my place. I told my daughter, I said, I'm going to go and spit my piece, and then I'll talk to you because we hadn't talked all day. We had been texting while she was at work. This is her last week on days because she'll be done with school soon. She's going to graduate and be a medical assistant, and then she can work afternoons, which she's more comfortable with. She's like, I'm going to lose my job over the old days. I said, I know you're
going
to want to get a daytime job. She said, I plan not to. So that's the plan for her to be able to keep her job because she's a superhero to her parents, something to her children because her parents aren't together. But she's engaged to a man who is loving them as though they're his own.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a stepfather who loved me and my brother so much that people didn't know he wasn't my dad. They were like, John isn't your father? No, my dad's name is Larry, but he stepped in to our lives when my mother felt like she wasn't worthy of love. My parents got divorced when I was 27, and I grew up with my father, so it wasn't like he wasn't in my life. He just had a different role in my life because I spent all the time with my mom and her husband and not a lot of time with my dad and his wife. I didn't have any regrets when he passed because we had reconciled the differences between us. But just every now and then I get a tinge, my God, if I could just call my dad one more time. And especially when I saw the father-daughter dances online, I was thinking, he taught me how to dance. He taught me that a man should take my coat and to pull out my chair and to bring me flowers when he picks me up and to show me that he loves me every day as well as say it. So it's one of those things that you need, and you don't even know that you need it until you lose it. And he was an important part of my life, and having grown up with two dads, I still have my grandfather. He's 91 and a firecracker. So I'm not fatherless. My dad just passed, but I was raised by a wonderful man, and I was loved by a man who wasn't my dad, and it was on my heart, so I wanted to share it with y'all tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you all so much.
All right.
Thank you. I love
put you over there in the soul lab.
Absolutely, to Poetic and also to Pharrell, even if they're just listening in the background but not able to be on tonight. It's just a different vibe, but it's still beautiful, and I love the Soul Cafe and Epiphany. So one love, one mic, y'all. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
That was precious. That really was. All right, we're going to open up this next microphone. We got Mama Ola Gagey on the line. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I called in after I heard her erotic piece because I wanted to say that was one of the best erotic pieces I've heard in a long time, and it was well done, and I really enjoyed it. So I just wanted to give her some encouragement to keep writing that type of piece. And Miss La Negra, you just all over the place. You know, you just really, really handling this business over here, girl. I'm so...
I'm trying.
Well, you know I gave you a new nickname.
And what's that?
I don't know if he told you yesterday, but, this is only for Sundays, though. You know, the little sisters in the church. Let me shut up. Anyway, he asked me what it is. He must not want to know.
All right, listen. I want to have a discussion about that, but we could actually, y'all just start raising your hands and calling in, so I can't even stay on this topic right now. And I don't have no kind of crazy question to ask you. But what I do want to ask you is, did you bring a piece for us tonight?
I did bring a piece for you tonight, so you don't want to know your new nickname for Sundays?
I actually don't. Not right now. We're going to talk about that later, though. We're definitely going to talk about that later. Obviously tickling the hell out of you. That's for sure.
It's funny because, you got to remember the last picture you posted, right?
I post so many pictures, I couldn't even tell you right now.
The
last
real
picture I posted. Honestly, I really don't remember because I just posted a picture today.
I don't know. This one was. I seen this one Thursday. No, not Thursday. Day before yesterday. Anyway, you'll find out. I'll tell you in private.
All right.
You can call me. Anyway, this is called Shadows and Corners, and this is from one of the prompts I got.
Mm-hmm.
One of the prompts from For Real the Poet. And
okay. You'll
hear the prompt in there. But I did it Friday night because I got the prompt last Thursday. Did I get it last Thursday or last Monday? And I did it Friday. So
I love the title.
Do it on the program. Shadows in
all
the
right.
Corners, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You
well,
never talk directly. Thank you. You never talk directly all around. You talk to the ways of my old days. You comment on what my friends say and what my new friends write on my page. Yet you say nothing to the new spirit of me, nor do you speak in the tones that I can hear you clearly. You are ghosting in the background of my life while I speak loudly on sheets. I vent at events, and I am screaming and yelling in ink whilst like lugs, you're only dropping links. I'm spitting words out like mushroom spores. You talk between the lines and under bed sheets. You stay in the background adding tit for tat. You're a snail telling tales with old facts, secreting sublimely slime in human ears. And I have captured these souls already. I have deposited positive change in their ears. Let's just say I came in their ears. They have come and overcome, like after the rain, the mushrooms magically appear. See my words discern and grow rapidly among the willing whose gut need fulfilling, whose thoughts need a cleansing, those who need to put a safety lock on memory banks as you access their think tanks. And for you who want to use my past against me as to rob me of my future, well, with that blissful kiss that I left during my years, even though I was squeezed at the bottom, insightfully, I could see far from where I stood. So to all the silly rabbits, I say, trick still no good. And that's that piece.
I heard the prompt about the rabbits. I heard the prompt. I remember that. I do remember that.
Johnny, no, it was screaming on ink. No, it was screaming on ink.
It was what?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking of, the one about the pen screaming. I heard that, too.
Right, right.
Yeah. I don't remember that one. I might not have been there that night because I don't remember
that
one.
That was more
recent. It was?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I might not have been paying attention. I think, didn't we get cut off on that one?
No.
I don't know.
Who's laughing?
All right. Well,
it's okay.
I don't know. I remember one about rabbits, cluster bunnies, or something.
Oh, yeah. That was. We did have that. We absolutely did have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love your delivery. I love your delivery. It demands attention. I love listening to you.
Thank you so much.
That was a very nice piece. Very nice piece. All right, thank you for coming through, Mama. Oh, I'm gonna put you over in the Soul Cafe, the lounge, and put you in the chair of conformity. Okay, I had to change it up.
Okay, I'm
real
gonna, I'll probably send you your secret new nickname to your private chat.
Lord.
So,
it's very
seductive.
Oh Lord. And it's for Sunday? Lord have mercy. Yeah, we're talking. We're going to talk.
It's only going to be for Sundays. I mean, you can use it however you want. I gave it to you. You can use it however you want. But
Lord,
I just thought it was good for Sunday. Did you remember that poem I read one day about booby traps?
I done dealt with so much. I barely remember anybody's poem.
Okay, never mind.
Pieces, but it'll come back
okay,
to me.
Okay, you're no fun. Talk to you Wednesday.
Not tonight. All right. One
thanks
love, one night.
Through. One love, one night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, we got a treat. got a treat up in here. Open up this next microphone. Hey, we have Jay Rob, the wise son, up in here. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Did you say wise? Wise son of the year?
I don't know what I said just now. I'm a little thrown off right now.
Yeah, that's funny. What's happening,
you know, me
lady?
And Janice in here. We in here trying to hold it down. You know, we can't. You know, Pharrell got the bar set pretty high, but I think we doing all right tonight.
Yeah.
I think we doing okay.
I just got in from work and I snuck in and I'm happy I made it.
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy you made it too. You know, it's always open mic for you, always. I'm so glad you did. I don't have no crazy questions, and we couldn't just pick up the pen tonight, but I know you brought something awesome for us. Now, hold on. When are we going to get the pleasure of engaging you guys in the show again?
To get down.
Yeah, to get down, because we're going through withdrawal here, you know, and we need to know something.
Just, the Get Down will return this Thursday.
Right.
With
awesome.
The most sensational co-host on earth, which is that gentleman by the name of Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'll do my best to make sure that I'm in the co-pilot seat, because I can't make that thing rock if the brother's not in the building with me. And,
I hear that. We'll
be there this Thursday. Not sure the theme just yet, because we're both going through something. So, but give us till tomorrow. We'll definitely have something that I think people will jump up on, and we'll make. It'll be fun.
It will. We got a little fix, so we good right now. All right, we needed to hear something.
I mean, it's not going to be like the stuff that I gave y'all in Philly, because I don't get to let loose like that, but. It'll be fun.
That's all right. Whatever you give us is going to be good. I mean, man, you know, I mean, let me tell you, he did a piece when he was here in Philly that was just, it was everything.
Okay.
I wish you could sit it tonight, but I'm going to keep that to myself. I'm keep it to myself. I'm being selfish. Y'all can't have that one. So you get ready.
Well, Janice, it was cool because I had tried to get to Philly before and I missed my train.
Mm-hmm.
And people was there and I was like, I'm sorry, but the next train ain't coming for another 4 hours. And it would put me there like 2 hours after that. And now next time we just drive through.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I made
and
sure
it was
to
yeah, that's not too far. I can absolutely...
Girl, let me tell you, we have some sweet potato pie and some chocolate wine that was just exquisite. It was like a delicacy. It was so good. And I'm mad, J-Rod, because I didn't take not one piece home with me. And you didn't remind me. And for real, got to eat the whole thing. So it just got away.
Well, I'll make sure. When I come back, I'll definitely make sure that you have a pie all to yourself. Real can have a pie to himself. And we have a pie that we eat.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
I'm going to bring a different wine with me, something from South Africa or Portugal that y'all might get.
All right.
Okay. Yes. I'm excited. See, I'm going to be dreaming about this until then. Okay.
Hey, but the dopest thing, we got to hear For Real spit, Am I Black Enough, behind Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
That was.
Oh, my God.
That was everything.
Yes, it was. He did that. Yes, you did, For Real. You did that. God. Man, you talk about entertainment. Oh, man. That's, you know, that is something that I will cherish for life. Truly, yes. Aww. I wish you could have been there. You really would have been, like, floating. I'm trying to tell you. It was awesome. I'm so grateful. I really am. And I got super excited. Yes, yes, yes. So I will always be grateful for that special time. Man. All right, so got that out the way. Now, I know you brought something. I know you did something awesome for us to listen to. It don't matter what you said anyway. It's going to sound awesome.
I brought a little something short and sweet.
Hopefully. All right.
Hope you get where I'm going.
All right. The mic is yours.
So, piece is called I Used To. I used to write until my hands hurt. Now if I don't write, my hands hurt. I used to say I love you to my boo until I figured out that my boo was no longer caring for dude. I used to party all night. I used to party all night like it was all right. Now I look forward to the next night because seeing the sun rise is all right. I used to pretend it didn't hurt until I was someplace quiet, and then all the pain came rushing out so loud. Then I screamed so loud that nothing came out. I used to care about the next big thing, but the biggest thing to ever hit never came. Emptiness filled the air, and then all of a sudden, it was quiet. I used to ask music to soothe what I was missing, but even trumpets sounded like traffic horns. I used to beg to have something to look forward to. Then I saw you. And I used to wonder if butterflies float around in the stomachs of other butterflies just before mating season. And then I realized that prayers do get answered. You just have to ask God the right question, because prayers are not made of instant coffee grinds or coming lamps that house genies. So if you ask for it sincerely, or truly go hard in the paint, just understand that it's not your time. Because all good things come to those who wait. You just got to wait for God to say it's all right. Stop looking at your watch, because that time is not your time when it's on his time, until it's that time to say it's my time. And then you'll be right on time. I used to ask for blessings. Now I just wait for them. And peace.
Damn. No way. Go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead. Man. Oh, man.
That was speaking to me. Because I feel like...
Okay.
I get into that space sometimes with asking instead of showing patience, instead of being patient. Wondering why not. I don't know. I felt like this was, you need to listen to this, sis. Tapping on my shoulder. Lines that I loved. I'm drawn to silence and sound in general, so there were a lot of reference in there that I absolutely loved, especially emptiness filling the air, because for some reason I felt that. I felt the weight of that. I don't know. You said a short piece, but that was, like, heavy. I loved it. I always do.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Always.
Yes.
Thank you.
Man, look, you know how I am. You know I'm very, very spiritual, and I'm a firm believer in having conversation all day, every day with beloved above. And you're right. I don't really question too much anymore, because he knows what's in my heart. And he sends me answers, so I just wait. Oh my God,
yeah,
see, that's what I'm
it.
Talking about right there. Yes. Oh man, that's
I
what hit me right there. Okay, it's so real, and people don't understand. Man, J Rob, yo, you came in here and did the thing to us again, as always. I love that piece.
I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods. Thank you all
for
giving me
what?
This time.
Always. It's always open for you. Now, you serve them well, that's for sure. That is for sure. Man, thank you so much for coming through. Oh, my God. That piece was everything.
I'll be listening
all
to
right,
the playback.
I'm oh, yes, yes, definitely. I always listen to the playback. But I'm going to set you over there, not in the chair of discontentment, but the chair of conformity. That way you can get comfortable to conform to your body. All right.
Hey, listen, I'm going to just sit in this chair. I'm going to sip on this other chocolate wine that I didn't bring and enjoy the rest of this. Thank you, ladies.
Yo. Thank you. One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One and one, ladies.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Girl, I'm such a fan. I can't even begin. I don't even know where to start today.
I know, right?
I'm trying to tell you. Right,
one time I think I actually
it.
Cheered.
You can't. Look, here you go. Okay. You heard that, J-Rob? You got another cheerleader.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what's up. Yes, definitely. That's what's up. We'll open up the sex mic and see who we have here. Area code 506, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. Who do we have on the mic?
Lady A, how are you?
Hi, Lady A. My goodness, now there's a voice I haven't heard in a minute. How are you, Diva?
Good. Good. And you?
Oh, I'm good. We still want we making it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Good poetry, beautiful stuff.
Oh, man, they're coming through.
Not too much. I'm just, you know, I'm enjoying the shows. I've been listening in different other shows and taking part, and I love being able to share with you all.
And we love having you here. You know, we don't hear you from you too often. It's always an open mic for you, always. Man,
thank you.
Great to have you here tonight. Now, what did you bring for us tonight to listen to?
Well, I could. I know that you're over time now, so I could read you a short one, or I could read you one that's not terribly long, but just a little bit longer than the brevity. So are you trying
to
close the doors?
Read what you want. No, read what you want.
Okay. I think it was Gina that was on earlier, and she was talking about her dad and how she'd like to, you know, dance with him one more time or speak to him one more time. And when anybody shares their poetry about their parents like that, it really hits me hard because I didn't have a childhood like that. So it's very, I feel so happy for them, even though their parents might be gone. It's such a gift and a blessing to have parents that you know loved you and that you love them. And so it kind of, I wrote this about my mother. It's not a warm and fuzzy poem, and I think Gina's probably heard it before, but it's called Her Perfume.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Down the staircase she floated, gold lamé top and a full-length black crepe skirt with a slit up the side. Her hair was done up in a French bun. Diamonds shimmering on her left hand, coral lipstick enhanced the freckles on her face. I stood at the bottom of the stairs thinking how beautiful she was and gasped, saying so. She smiled and drifted past me and her scent filled the space we were in. Chanel No. 5, she wore it exclusively. My memory speaks of this moment as though she were a movie star. No, really, a true movie star, so beautiful was she. A New Year's Eve party was being hosted at our house and she was star. All the men paid her the highest of compliments, and she loved every second of it, shamelessly flirting with them the entire night. I couldn't help but wonder if her perfume lingered on their jackets or shirts. Mother was in her element, a socialite, fulfilling her duties as hostess. What a disappointment we children were to her. She never wanted kids. Her place was mingling with the rich and famous, throwing parties and attending parties where every few minutes a flash of a camera lit the room. Like Scarlett sitting under the great oak with every available man gathered around her, just dying to do anything for her, feeling like kings just to serve her with her favorite drink. My mother was so beautiful and sweet and charming and so endearing to all who met her and had the privilege of her company. Then they went home. the sour, bitter, and abusive mother was back. She was angry because she was stuck with us. And my father would be drunk and accuse her of blatantly flirting. And then she lay unconscious on the kitchen floor in porn.
Wow. I'm sorry, I was trying to unmute myself. Wow.
These scenes play. It felt like scenes that played out. I felt like I was watching a movie. The emotions I was swept along with the emotions. Scent plays such an important part in memories, and I felt like it lingered throughout this piece.
Yeah.
So both the warmth and the coldness, too. Like that scent lingered through both of those pieces. That was really a gripping share. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I wanted to touch on the same thing. That particular perfume, Chanel No. 5, used to be my favorite throughout my teen years, among other scents, but that particular one was a go-to for me. And you're right, scent does play a major part in everything we deal with in life, because that is the one thing that will trigger a memory,
mm-hmm.
is a specific scent, a particular scent. You know, whether you smelt it for a long time or it was just a quick whiff, but it does jar your memory of something. And that ending of your piece, wow. And I'm envisioning how beautiful she looked, the description from the top of her bun on down, the jewelry, everything. Oh, it was beautiful. Oh, man. Thank you so much for that piece, Lady A. Wow. You always come back with something awesome.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was our life, though. That was how we grew up, and it was brutal. And and it's funny because I have an empty bottle that was her Chanel perfume. I have it in my drawer, and I wear it too. And it's so funny because you'd think I wouldn't want to wear something like reminded me of it, of the incidents mm-hmm. like that. But I do wear Chanel all the time, but it's, you know, it can make you or break you, this kind of growing up. And my siblings succumbed to our circumstances, and my two sisters married abusive men, and my brother became abusive. And I fought tooth and nail, and I just said, I am not going to be like that when I grow up. I'm not going to marry anybody like that when I grow up, and I never did. And I don't know why some people survive better than others. I'm not sure, but writing certainly has helped me to come to grips with a lot of stuff like that. But I very much appreciate you, Reed.
We appreciate you, too. And, you know, you're right. A lot of times when people grow up in abusive households, it becomes a pattern in their adult lives, and they have a tendency to keep that pattern going until somebody decides they don't want to continue with that, and they break that cycle. So, wow, thank you so much for that piece.
Thank you.
And don't be a stranger, lady. Do not be a stranger.
No, I've got to get a schedule, because there's so many shows, so many different hosts and different days, and I get kind of mixed up sometimes, and I don't know who's doing what and where and what time and everything. So, but I do keep you all in mind, and I've enjoyed taking part in the shows and meeting you, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. And you know, it's any night of the week on Epiphany, honey. Always would look. Should I give a rundown?
I was thinking we didn't do a rundown.
We don't have a station manager here to give us a rundown. So I'm gonna try my best. Okay.
Okay.
We start with Sunday. We're gonna start. Well, we're going to start with tonight, because this is on Monday nights at 9, Soul Cafe, Let's Chill. And then on Tuesday nights, we have the shows run by Mojave, that is The Hidden, The War Council. And we got The Honey Drippers, and we got other stuff that he comes up with for the holidays, okay? That's on Tuesday night at 9. Wednesday night, you got myself and my lovely diva who co-hosts with me, Ms. VIP, for the Love Zone, and that's on Wednesday night at 9. Thursday night, we got to get down with J-Rob, the wise son, and Poetic. And that's on Thursday nights at 9. Friday nights are open from time to time, but I believe we got, now hold on, we got Murder, She Wrote, that hosts, Breathe Easy. And we also have, I think they do alternative nights with Keith Eric. We got Renaissance Poetry. I think that starts at 10.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, too.
Yeah, then we got on Saturday nights, we got me hosting again and co-hosting with Stan the Man Phillip for Poetic Therapy. And on Sunday nights, we have the Inspiration Factory, which is hosted by Paul Sampson and Poetic. And there you go.
Yeah.
Every night of the week, thanks, baby, we got this thing on lock.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank
you. Anytime you want,
yeah.
All right?
Thank
it's
you.
Always open mic for you. You're welcome, love. And I'm going to set you over in the soul lounge and in the chair of conformity. And you're still being skilled. Right?
Yeah, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Man, the show got pretty hot after overtime, huh?
Yeah. Oh,
here he comes. Here he comes. This is the master. This is the mastermind behind all of this. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be here. So let's open up this mic for him. Hey, for real, how you doing? Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
What it do?
What's going on? What it do, baby? What it do? For real, where you at now? You got some of your hands up, love. Would you, are you muted? What you doing? Oh, see. Hey, how you doing? I'm going to have to get him.
For real, where you at?
Come on. Oh, see. Yeah, I'm going to get him. All right, well, we're going to leave his mic open anyway while we close out the show. Because he might want to flip in before the last, you know, before I throw that song up in there. I want to thank you so much for doing this with me, girl, because I don't think I've been able to do this by myself tonight. And you did an awesome job, really.
Thank
you. Had my
you.
Back, and I truly, truly appreciate you for that so much. You got any closing
words?
You guys
helped me grow. No, I love this group. I am working hard this year to step outside of my comfort zone. I'm learning so much from everyone, whether it's host or the those who call in, the other artists. I appreciate everyone who is a part of this, so thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Look, what a better family to help you step out of your shell than Epiphany. I'm trying to tell you. It's an awesome place because I was like you when I first came. I was quiet. I listened for a minute before I even spoke.
I was about to say, did I tell you, I literally listened for like 2 years. 2 years.
Okay. Okay. Yes. I didn't listen for 2 years, but I listened for I think about a good, I call a few months before I actually decided to voice, put my voice out there, and it was just complete and total acceptance. It was so much love and kindness shown to me, and I fell in love with Epiphany ever since.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for them, you know, and what I want to say is, everybody, I thank y'all for calling in tonight and sitting all the beautiful pieces, participating. It's always an open mic here at the Soul Cafe. And, man, I love you guys. I really, really do. Even with the people that were just listening, thank you for calling in and supporting the show.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, without y'all calling in, it wouldn't be no show. So thank you so much. I want you guys to continue to love on yourselves. Get that good relationship going inside with yourselves, because that's that relationship you have with the love of the above. Okay? And it's good in your life. You get yourself. Keep on loving one another. Be safe. Practice your social distancing. Wear your mask, because this germ out here ain't no joke. It's ugly, and I don't wish it on anybody. I've been through it. I lived through it, and it ain't no fun, okay? And just stay safe, all right? And then, with that, I'm going to say peace.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.